So now moving on to where you work, where you got posted at, the work itself. You're at ADSCS Protection Operations. How did you find the station initially, and how have you found, you know, your time here as year by year? Because now you've been here 3 years.
Yeah, that's right. It's gone really quickly. So it was a big change from obviously my previous career, like I've mentioned, having been a teacher before. So when I moved over, obviously I was working with a much smaller team than the high school and the team I worked with there. And the pace was a lot slower when I first started as well, which is a bit of a shock, depending on where you come from. But I really enjoyed that because it was really a nice break from what I've been doing. Yeah, I've been worked off my feet for a long time, in my previous career, and then when I came here, I had the opportunity to have time to get things sorted out. You know what I mean? And I really was able to relax a little bit, and it was a really nice way to be initiated into the job, because you really have time to go through things properly and learn the job at your own pace.
Yeah.
And that was a really nice way to get started. And like I said, because of the close team that we work with, it's a really nice way to work. You know what I mean? Everybody's got a really good relationship. Everyone's in a good mood because no one's stressed out or busy. So we have a good time to have a laugh. Everybody gets to know each other quite personally, and there's a real family vibe to the team that we work in, which is really nice.
Yeah. So it's more like a sliding entry, isn't it? Like, in the scheme of the AFP, like coming to a smaller place like Geraldton, you're still, you know, everyone's under the same banner. Everyone, you know, comes under the same rules, regulations, same enterprise agreement. But, you know, working at a smaller place, it's like it eases you into it. And then you figure out, you know, oh, this place, yeah, I love this place, or protection operations is for me, or, you know, or maybe I've got, you know, different things I want to do down the line, but you're still being able to...
100%. And yeah. I think because you're part of a smaller team as well, your opinion's really valued. You know, I think if I'd gone to a bigger station, you know, you're sort of just a number. Whereas here, everybody knows each other quite individually. And from the newest recruit arrival all the way up to the officer in charge, everybody gets a say.
Yeah.
And if someone's unhappy, like... It doesn't. If one person's unhappy, then the team deals with that, or things are changed so that person is okay. You know what I mean? Everybody, you're not just, you're not just sort of like he's one of the guys on team three or something like that. Everybody is someone here, and that, you know, the supervisors actually take on the feedback from their teams. The OIC actually listens to the team members. And I think that's something really unique to a smaller station. Mm. You're not just a swept under the rug problem. You know what I mean? If you're unhappy about something,
because there's less noise and numbers going on.
That's right. You don't just get caught up in the murmur. You know what I mean? You're actually a voice, and your opinion actually matters. And that's something really, really nice about being here.
And what a lot of people have been saying also about a small station is you get to go have opportunities to do further learning, and you've been able to do that with your OST training. Tell us about that.
Well, I mean, I've had 1,000 opportunities here. I've been really, really lucky. Like, to think about what I've done just in 3 years' time, it's really quite phenomenal. So, like I said, I've become a qualified operational safety trainer, and as a part of that, I've completed a certificate four in training and assessment, which has been obviously paid for by the job.
And that's done through the local TAFE here in Geraldton?
I do that through the local TAFE, that's right, yeah. So and all of that work I've managed to do on work time. So that's, you know what I mean? Yeah. That's, I've completed that.
Another
study,
benefit there, 100%. Small place.
The Certificate 3 in Fitness, the job is also paid for that. So that's I'm about to become an endorsed AFP fitness trainer, which means I can run PCAs at station, physical competency assessments at station, as well as program... return to work sort of fitness programs for
injured
and rehabilitating members as well, which is awesome. I'm a ceremonial and protocol officer, so I've managed to go to Canberra a few times for formal event functions for the AFP as well. And I've recently become a drone pilot, so
that's another
little course that I've got
under
my belt as well.
And all the other stations and protection operations.
That's right. So yeah, like they're rolling that capability out in a massive way. So that's an exciting new opportunity for us as well.
Beautiful. And as far as your day-to-day stuff and the location that we're in, it's unique, isn't it? We're out on a farm, basically in a hole. Like it's different from working sort of close by into town, which a lot of stations are. You know, so you feel like it's I don't know, in a different sort of part of the world in a way.
Yeah, it's very rural. So yeah. Like I said, we're surrounded by farms where we are. And it's really nice because at different times of year, the weather's like, I mean, Geraldton is a temperate place anyway.
Yeah.
So we have beautiful weather all year round, but like wintertime and springtime here is just stunning because, you know, we're surrounded by wildlife. Everything goes completely green. Like we're surrounded by rolling hills and wildflowers. There are worse places to work, definitely.